Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to Live Your Love. I'm Alicia Doss and I have an amazing gift for you today. We have the beautiful Marie Diamond. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Alicia.
We are absolutely delighted to have you.
Thank you.
So listeners and viewers, I am personally excited for this show. I want to show you first my copy of Marie's amazing book because it is all highlighted, written in, pages folded. You are going to learn how to feng shui your life, holding up the pristine copy. Let me tell you about Marie, and then I'm going to tell you how we got connected, and then you're going to hear all kinds of amazing tips on how to make your home, your car, your life a temple. Yes?
That is totally true.
Okay, yeah. Beautiful. So Marie Diamond is one of the world's top transformational leaders, star of the major network TV show Feng Shui Your Life, which is coming up soon, right?
Very soon, in the next 2 months, yes.
Beautiful. And I will tell you towards the end how to find it. She's a best-selling author and expert teacher on the law of attraction and Feng Shui. She's an energy master and was featured in the worldwide phenomenon, The Secret. As a spiritual and business mentor, her clients include A-list stars of film and music, including Steven Spielberg, Big Sean, Justin Bateman, and Jodie Foster. Top-selling authors and speakers, top Fortune 500 company CEOs, and even royal family members. That's a truly impressive list.
Thank you.
And her list does go on and on. I saw it. It's very impressive. As a teacher, she has taught more than 1 million students in over 150 countries. She's spoken in 30 of those countries, and she's been teaching for 3 decades. For her humanitarian services, she's also a knighted dame. Her newest book, Feng Shui Your Life, published by Hay House, is out now on Amazon, and her upcoming book, Your Home is a Vision Board, also published by Hay House, is launching October 15th, 2024. Marie, I am delighted to have you.
Thank you so much, Alicia. It is for me an honor to be here on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. So, beloved listeners and viewers, I read this book as explained. It's very earmarked because this is not really that new of a subject to me. This book really breaks it down in a very comprehensible and entertaining way where you really find out exactly how to start with very doable steps in how to really transform your home. I've already implemented a lot of the steps in this.
Yes. Yes. To hear that.
Absolutely. And it really works. It really changes the energy. We got connected by the legendary Bill Gladstone, who we both love dearly. Yeah. We are dedicating this show to Bill, who is now with the angels. He passed into spirit late December 2023. So please join us in sending his soul so much light as we dedicate this time together. Both Marie and I were fortunate to be clients of Bill, who is really was, to me, he still is, looking out for all of us.
Totally, he is.
Yes.
He is in spirit, but still with a lot of enthusiasm taking care of all of us.
I really do feel that. I really do. And he really was the very biggest agent of spiritual authors. Eckhart Tolle, Neil Donald Walsh, and the list goes on and on. Truly a visionary. And so with lots of love, we dedicate this show to Bill. Is there anything else you would like to say about Bill?
No, I think, you know, I was probably one of the last author deals that Bill did. And I was very insistent in working with him. And just his joy, his knowledge, but also his big vision for everyone that he held, like in such a pristine way, just always will be a beautiful memory for me. Yeah.
For me as well. And he really was the one of the kindest men I have ever met. He just was such a server. And
yeah, he was totally, you know, serving the light in a big way and making sure that all this information, knowledge went out to the world. You know, he was just so dedicated to his authors.
He really was, and to the world. So with love, Bill, shower your light upon us, and we feel it and love you and bask in it. So we are going to start, as we always do, with calling in the light, and then we're going to have a really inspired conversation by truly, if not the world's master, certainly one of the world's top masters of feng shui. Is that fair?
That is fair.
Okay. Beautiful. So, beloved listeners and viewers, unless you're driving, and in which case, please keep your eyes open. If not, please just gently close your eyes and perhaps put a hand on your heart chakra and just breathe in all the love of the universe. And as you exhale, let go of anything less than love, any negativity, stress, just let it all go. Take a deep breath in, again, breathe in into your heart all the love of God, of spirit. And as you exhale, that love just amplifies, connecting us heart to heart. And keep breathing in love and breathing out anything less as we just call in the light of the whole and Holy Spirit. Just asking that any negativity, karma, anything that would divide us just be taken and transmuted as we open into trusting, full, faithfully opening into the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of the Christ, the light of love. By whatever name you know that which is higher and deeper, whether it's spirit, higher power, the universe, love, nature, just call yourself forward into your very highest nature. For this is true, who you truly are. And just again, focus on your breath, grounding in the presence of life that chooses you with each breath. And with this next breath, choose back into life, into spirit's life for you. Just be aware of dropping grounding cords deep into the earth from your root chakra and your feet chakras into the earth like the most beautiful roots, connecting into the core of the earth, uniting with all magical beings, feeling stable, secure, rooted, even as you travel up into the highest realms of light, as we open in ever greater ways, connecting heart to heart, knowing you are never, ever alone. You are, in fact, surrounded by angels, by the beautiful spirits of life that love you, that live you, that bring us together in the name of love, placing this show this time together into the light, asking only the highest good come forward as we open in every way to incredible spiritual assistance and presence. And so be it. Amen. Anne, I'm just so delighted to have you.
Well, it's a beautiful thing to connect finally.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
After being going back and forth to find an ideal date.
Yes.
To be here together. So yeah, I'm excited to hear what you have experienced by reading the book and helping the listeners to go and start this journey on feng shui.
Well, you know, I would love for you to talk to us a little bit. I think most people have an idea of what feng shui is, but could you tell us a little bit about what the words mean, how it was introduced to the West.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like us to know about?
Of course. So feng shui literally means wind and water. So it's all about the flow of energy. So you can compare it really with other kinds of energy systems like acupuncture, tai chi, qigong, that are Chinese energy systems. But feng shui is really the energy system of your home. So think about if you do acupuncture or acupressure, you will stimulate the qi points in your body to have a better healing, feel more alive, more vitality. But the same is happening that your home is also a physical body, that by placing certain elements, by using certain colors, by the way you position yourself in the home, in the flow of the home, that you actually are activating the energy of yourself and the energy between people living in the house, but also how you then are, I would say, set yourself up for the world to see you. And so feng shui is about 3,500 years old. It's an old system, as old as we would say the other Chinese energy systems are. And that was really kept very private. While the other energy systems were like more given to the public, the feng shui knowledge was kept through the few ones, the emperors, the court system, because they believed that there was so much power behind it. And also because a lot of people did not have really good houses. So it's like the palaces were built in China based on these principles. And then the ones that had, you know, houses, the others would live perhaps in a very small way and had not really a home, right?
Yes.
And so that was kept secret. And at a certain moment, it was really even there were death penalties on the feng shui masters if they would even share that information to the public.
Death penalties?
Yeah, there were death penalties.
Oh, my goodness.
And penalties. And so what happened is that only, I would say, in the last 100 years that information was brought forward. Now, there are some legends that are saying that that information was also already brought to the West in the 15th, 16th century through the trade routes, and that certain kings and emperors would use that in the West. So, for example, Peter First the Great from Russia was using feng shui. Louis XIV,
really?
The Palace of Versailles was built with certain feng shui principles.
Wow.
Because some of these masters were brought in at that time. And so a lot of that information was kept very sacred, secret. And it's only after the Cultural Revolution in China that some of the wealthier families left China, unfortunately, for China itself, and left to certain countries, but they took all their feng shui masters with them, because every family had a feng shui master or brought their feng shui master then with them to the countries where they immigrated to, right, in Asia. But still, it's only till the 1970s, to be honest, that that first translation into English happened. And it was actually books that came out in San Francisco because there was a lot of Chinese community in San Francisco and also a lot of spiritual, I would say, community was in San Francisco around the 70s. And now I would say it's more common. Now we have also, you know, Western feng shui masters. And I was actually the first, I would say, feng shui student of my grandmaster.
Wow.
That came from Europe. Yeah. So he was from Malaysia. So his lineage had immigrated to Malaysia.
Yes.
And so I studied with him in the early 90s. And that was really interesting to see that now it's open to the world, but a lot of the deep, deep secrets were only revealed to the West in the late 90s. Yeah, and so my feng shui master or grandmaster was one of the ones that felt like it was important that the Western world would know about it. And but still today, a lot of the lineages are, you know, really only dedicating themselves to Chinese and other Asian families. But my task was given to my grandmaster. He said, Marie, one day you will need to bring this to millions of people. Mm-hmm. You'll be one of the people that will bring the West and the East together. So that's kind of my purpose for this life. Yeah.
That is mine as well. I am actually Eastern and Western.
Oh, okay.
I'm half English, half Indian, East Indian.
Okay.
So that's a purpose that I have a lot of passion for.
Yeah, well, sure.
That is such a cogent explanation of what it is, how it came here, and how privileged we are to have this. You know, I have to tell you, after I read this, my family knows I painted my house, did I not? Yes. Painted the house, different colors in alignment with this. Got a, you know, bought a fountain and placed crystals around, and it really has made, you know, got rid of some furniture, got other furniture, really has made a difference.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah, because, you know, the Feng Shui Your Life book is really a beginner's guide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like having Marie Diamond holding your hand, going through your home, because I cannot be everywhere, right? So my big focus is also to bring Feng Shui mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is both to the book, but also to the Feng Shui Your Life television show, because once I knew this information, I was like, oh my God, everybody should know this.
Yes.
There's such a simple steps that can be taken. And I would say, like, even in the ancient systems need to be like in a modern version again.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And even a lot of Asian families are saying like, oh, I didn't even know and understood Feng Shui so well. After reading the book, now I understand what my grandparents were doing, or what's part of my lineage, because again, they were not explained feng shui. Mm-hmm. And so for me, once I learned feng shui, for me, it became so easy to understand. Like, I'm sure I had many lifetimes in the Asian community, because for me, it always was like so simple and so easy. And I've always been really good in translating it into, you know, to everybody.
I that was my experience in reading the book. And, you know, it does, this book does go through every area of your life. If you could impart to our listeners and viewers, let's say, I know this is going to be a tough question. Yeah. Let's say 1 to 3 things to start with so they're not overwhelmed, but 3 things that would make a difference. What might those things be?
Well, I think the first step would be is that they become more aware of their environment.
Mm.
So that they understand that their environment is a representation of themselves.
Mm.
So I would love for them, and we do that also in the book, to go through the house and like, how do you feel in that place? Mm-hmm. You know, what is going on in your life? And so what I will always say is like, your home is really like a vision board, like a 3-dimensional vision board.
Yes.
That subconsciously is affecting you all the time. And mm-hmm. we do know that. Like, mm-hmm. we go to a certain area of our house or in somebody else's house and we're like, oh, I don't like this area.
Exactly, yeah.
We just don't know really why.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes people will just start decluttering or they start repainting or they're like, mm-hmm. they want to do a change.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know why really or what is the background behind it. And in the other areas, we just feel so chill. We feel so great. And we really don't know why. Really, it's just not always the aesthetics. That could be even that you have great interior design and you still don't feel good in
right.
it. Yeah.
Right.
So it's really because of the energy field mm-hmm. that we're creating. And so one of the things that people can just do is become more aware. Like, we go through the house and like, look at the things that are there. Is that what you still want in your life? Like, if you're single mm-hmm. and you have all images of solitary men and women, is like, it's kind of giving subconsciously yourself permission to be single.
Because they remain single.
To remain single, right? So just become aware of that. Is that what I want in my home?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I want in my life?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the first question.
Mm-hmm.
The second is also, you need to understand that you need to create, feng shui is really about creating flow, but most of the time we create also blockages in our home, right?
Okay.
By clutter,
mm-hmm.
by things that are broken.
Mm-hmm.
by the way we position ourselves in the space, or sometimes the monotone colors that we like, uplift your colors, my scheme, right? And so
you mean like all white walls, or
white walls, or beige, or like, or whites and blacks, like it's like sometimes like bring light in, bring colors in, right? That's one of the things I sometimes feel that they're missing out on. But first of all, create space.
Yes.
Yeah. So in order to attract something, you need to create space within yourself, but sometimes within yourself is not enough. You need to create space around you. Yeah. And once you do that, that can be helpful. So I always say, let go of at least 10% of the things you have.
Yes. And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
So for me, it's like create space to live.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the second step we always would go into. And then the third step, I was always saying, in feng shui, we focus on that you always connect in with the incoming flow, the incoming chi. So like where we're sitting here right now, I really love that. We're sitting in your beautiful studio, and if somebody would come in, we would be able to see them.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is like what we call the power position. So if you think about the kings and the queens and even the president of the United States, when you look at their office or the place where they welcome people, they would always sit, they could see people walking in. And they are sitting on the throne, and they have something supporting them. It could be a throne, it could be a wall. So literally what it is that you are receiving the energy this way.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're also supported by the energy. So think about the president of the United States. He has an oval room. There are four doors in the oval room, and he sees all the four doors.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So he's like, whatever's going on, I can welcome people.
Yes.
Because it's the house of the people.
Yes,
right? The White
right,
House.
Right.
It's not the house of a president.
Right.
Right. So he welcomes the people in.
Right.
So But that's why, for example, we don't want to sit with our back to the door. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say any CEO, and I've been in many, you know, big companies working with feng shui, they would never sit with their desk facing a wall.
Wow. Yes. Yeah? With the door behind them.
With the door behind them, because then they have to turn themselves around all the time. It's like, and it goes back to, I would say, our primitive instincts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So think about the caveman and woman, right?
Mm, that's right.
They would never sit with their back to the opening of the cave because they never know who's coming in, an enemy or a wild animal.
Right.
So they always would sit, you know, looking at the fire like, okay, who is coming in? So it's also our primitive instinct, you know, that we are, you know, we need to protect ourselves. Yeah. So when we see the door,
right,
we can see it, what is coming in. Good things and not so good things.
Sure.
Right? We can protect ourselves. But for example, if you're sitting against a wall or you're sitting against a window and you don't see the door, energetically, you are not in touch with the flow of energy.
Mm.
And so that's the first thing I always say to people. Turn yourself to see the door.
Okay.
Become the queen, the king, the president in your own home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's just a simple thing. And that can be both in your home, can be in your office. It can be in your dining room table. It can be in your, on your sofa. It can be when you go out and meet people or you go for, dinner somewhere. Like always see the energy coming. And then what happens, and we have done a lot of tests on that, we have seen that the brain waves are changing. So, you know, we have beta and alpha, theta and delta brainwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people, when they're, you know, in regular lifestyle, they would be like in beta brainwave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, but if we really want to be creative, the creative ones, the artists, they are actually more in alpha brainwaves. That means they are really more focused on the creativity in their brain. And so it's actually a shift that happens from the back of our energy. So it's like our reptilian brain.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is always going in flight mode, right? Flight or freeze mode.
Sure,
right?
Yes.
So if that is visible and you turn yourself around, you're already going into that beta frequency. You're like flight or freeze. Oh,
yeah.
What's going on in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you are seeing the door, your energy goes to the frontal cortex and you get more into alpha brainwaves within a few seconds. It's very fast.
Wow.
We've done that with encephalogram testing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're in the frontal cortex, you see the future. You're not thinking about the past.
Right.
You don't think about what has happened, but what you're looking forward to. And so just that setting up just changes people's life. I've seen people just doing that one little thing, changing their desk, and like people start coming towards them, more clients, they get money in, promotions, people start seeing them, like, because I experienced that myself, how, you know, I was a lawyer in mm-hmm. you know, my first career, and so I was sitting with my back to the door and the manager would all the time be upset with me. And, or she would like, oh, you didn't give the files on time. But I was always too late because she would come in. I was too late to give it to her because I had to turn myself around.
Right.
So I got myself another desk. I found that like somewhere in the building. I changed the desk and now she would come in like, here, the file is ready. Right.
Right.
And so 6 months later, I replaced her.
Ah! That's
I made
great.
A promotion. Right. And it was so interesting. And from that moment on, that was like a key point. Always see the flow of energy in the space that you are in.
Wow, beautiful. And not even, like, even if you're going to a restaurant or you're at a cocktail party, you want to be facing, that's the power position.
That's the power position. Like yesterday, I went to a restaurant with my daughter here in Beverly Hills. We always take a boot mm-hmm. so that we both can see who sees the door, right?
Uh-huh.
So we can see people walking in.
Right.
Even if that's not for business, it's just, it's a different mindset.
Right.
Yeah. Because
right.
if you're sitting with your back to the door or you're facing a wall, like with your desk, I always mm-hmm. say you're hitting a wall financially, mm-hmm. creatively, like, oh, nobody sees me. There's no recognition for you. But mm-hmm. if people can look in your eyes, your heart can connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
That is how it's so much stronger.
That is beautiful. And this just makes me realize that intuitively, I think we do this. Like, for example, I'm, as I shared with you, I'm writing two books, well, one and then the other, but in quick succession. And I moved into a townhome and where I thought I was going to be living by myself, but then suddenly I'm now living with four people, which is lovely, but they're all family,
yeah,
to clarify. But what I thought would be my office is now my son's room. And so my desk was downstairs, but I would never write there because it would, even though it was a lovely patio, there's still a wall.
Okay.
And even though I was facing the door,
yeah,
I mean, there was two doors, but I was facing the door, it was still a wall and I would never write. So I moved a desk to the balcony upstairs where I'm up above. So I'm up high for some reason. Yeah. I have to be up high.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking out and there's no wall. It's just space.
There's space.
Yeah.
Right? There's space in front of you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so when you see the energy and you see the space in front of you, it's like the space for your thoughts.
Yes.
The space for writing and creativity. So yeah, you did well.
Well, that's so funny because I'm like, the only place that was private was in, you know, facing the patio. And even though there was space, there was still a wall, you know, of the patio. And I just couldn't get myself to write, even though upstairs, you know, there's, you know, you hear there's a lot of commotion, but still just having that. And what is it about being up high? Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Well, it's one of the things, if you look at, you know, the wealthy people, they would go to live in the penthouse.
That's right. And they still do.
So what it is, you're going to be on top of the mountain.
Oh.
So the higher you go, like a CEO, for example, we will never find a CEO on the first floor of a company. That will be the receptionist.
That's true.
Right. So I always say go as high as possible because that means when people need to come to you, they have to take the stairs. You are like more the queen
right.
when you get higher up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I had companies that were doing not really well. And then the CEO was like on the fifth or the sixth floor. But then I was like, who's on the top floor? And they were like, well, this part of the departments. Mm-hmm. And I said, you feel they're running the show? He said, oh, they totally run the show. I said, let's change that around. Let you get on top of the show because you're the CEO. So people need to walk as far as possible or take the elevator as high as possible to get to the CEO. So that's why, you know, I always say people with money, they will live in the hills.
Yes.
Think about Hollywood Hills, Beverly Hills, right? They would live in the hills because they are higher up. Not that they look down. It's just that energetically, mm-hmm. you're closer to the sky.
Yes.
When you're closer to the sky, you're more connected with the heavenly energy.
Wow, that is so interesting because just intuitively, I knew when I was looking for a home, I needed a place where I was up high.
Yeah.
I knew that. And it's funny because, it's just, I think that we don't know why we sense these things, but we just intuitively, do things like face the door and
I think some people are intuitively, right? Mm-hmm. So if you are already very connected with your intuition, but I even see people that are, perhaps even spiritually, not always so connected with the energy of their environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I see top business people, that people that are really in powerful positions. They have that instinct to sit in the right position.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's not always that I would call it the intuition. Sometimes it's more a gut feeling that they're like instinctively, they're like, oh, this is a better place for me.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, no, absolutely. Well, you've worked with a lot of amazing authors, Marianne Williamson and Rhonda Byrne of The Secret.
Yeah.
And many more. So can you talk to us a little bit about what is the best feng shui for writing and creativity?
Well, it's, first of all, sitting in a good position.
Okay.
Because that's the first thing I always do. I remember, the place where Rhonda Byrne was sitting, and she already has produced the movie, but she was still had to write the book.
Okay.
Right? So she was.
The movie came first.
Movie came first. Okay. First the DVD. And then she had got a book deal. And so I set up her office so that she would be able to see the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because seeing the door is already seeing the client, seeing the clientele, the viewers, the listeners, the audience that will connect with you.
Right.
So I set this actually up for her. Marian Williamson also, she was writing at that moment one of her major books. And I said to her, she said, oh, I have such a hard time concentrating. Huh. And I said to her, let me create the space. So I have a lot of both writers for books, but also script writers for Hollywood that I prepare their environment each time they have to write a book or write a script.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then very important is based on your personal birthday, you have all a success direction.
Okay.
So people can find it out through the book Feng Shui Life, but they also can go to the free Mary Diamond app.
Yes.
Where they literally will put in, and I'm sure you have done that.
Of course.
And so you have
to
put
show
in,
our viewers?
So you have to put in your birthday and your birth gender because it's connected with your original DNA.
Okay. Oh.
And it's a calculation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not typical numerology. It's a much more complicated system.
Mm-hmm.
And so based on that, you get an energy number. And that energy number gives you four compass directions that are really good for you.
Okay.
It's where the flow of chi is the strongest. And there are four compass directions that are not good for you. It's almost like four directions give you yang, vibrant, vitality, and four are giving you more passive, more calm, more sleepy energy.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your number?
Five.
You're five. Oh, like me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're connectors. So for us, it's both Southwest, and it's really interesting.
Southwest is our best direction. Okay.
And we're actually both facing our relationship direction here.
Right now?
Right now.
Oh.
So that's actually really Awesome.
That is amazing.
So what I always suggest for people that are
I just want to tell viewers, it's Marie Diamond app. And so she has a compass there, and the compass is moving, showing us what direction we're facing.
And that is based on your birthday. So this is my compass. So if your energy number is 3 or 9, it will look different. And so what people do, they hold a compass in front of them on the level of the heart, and they stand in the center of the room.
Okay.
And then you're looking, where's your success direction? So our success direction here is actually in that corner there. Yeah. I think that's an important person for you sitting there. Right. But, you know, think about if that would be, if we want to play something, that would be, for example, the logo of your show.
Ah, so like you would put a symbol of a success symbol, in that area.
Correct.
That's
something that resonates with you.
Okay.
But what I always suggest to people is put there your books, or if you are wanting to write a book, you know, put, for example, what I always did is like I would get a real top bestseller book and I would make a different cover and I would make like a fake cover and I put that fake book cover in my success direction.
That's great. But you like your book cover.
My book cover, right? Before I published it.
Yes.
Now I can put my own books, right? And my own courses. And,
sure.
But you can put there your awards, but just sometimes just your files where everything you've been preparing for, for your book, you can put that in your success direction. And the best color for that, to put a file to, or to work with the color royal blue.
Ooh.
Royal blue is the color of power. That's why, you know, the kings and queens in Europe, they would wear royal blue.
Yes.
For their moment of celebration.
Yes.
But royal blue is actually saying, I am in service of the creative force of the universe.
Mm.
So as you're writing, putting anything you're preparing for writing in a royal blue file in your success direction. Yeah. And then one of the things, make sure you're seeing the door. But then also what is very important is if you look at the compass.
Sorry, can I ask you a quick question? Because I know people will have this question. What if you have two doors? What if you have a patio door and a door to the house?
Well, you need to always go with the door that you will use to come into the space.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
We're going to go into a brief meditation where I have the unenviable task of trying to sort of encapsulate what you've so generously shared in a short meditation, and then I'm going to tell you how to find the amazing app and Marie's books and the TV show and more. So if you would, again, just if you're driving, keep your eyes open, but your heart open and just focus. And if you're not driving, go ahead and just gently close your eyelids, opening your spiritual eyes on your heart. And just take a deep breath in and let it out with some sound. And just another deep breath in, letting it all go, letting go of the mind saying, oh my gosh, I have to completely redo my house. No, you start one area at a time. One more deep breath in, breathing in all the love of the universe and of the spirit, breathing it into your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul. And keep breathing in love and breathing out anything less than love as we open Mother, Father, God into the light of the Holy Spirit. Just connecting through breath, through light, into the magic of this ancient technique that's been passed down master by master by master all the way to our current master with us, Marie. And we just now connect to that ancient lineage. And be aware of standing upon the shoulders of our ancestors. And now, with this next breath, breathe in the ancient mysticism of the Orient, of this beautiful lineage that came to us called Feng Shui. And connect to the privilege of the worlds coming together, of East and West connecting, of a global humanity now. Seeing us come together, being united by love, by light. And now open your heart, your third eye, your crown chakra, and receive of this beautiful rushing waterfall of light. Just going through and decluttering your body, just releasing any cells that don't serve you, just bringing in a rushing waterfall of light, and just being aware of that trickling down of a light all through your body, restoring you to perfect health and well-being, opening your mind, and just again allowing that water to rush through and release that which may be a blockage of energy. As that light now fills your mind, fills your emotions, bringing you into calm and peace. And now flowing through your unconscious, again decluttering your unconscious like you will declutter your environment, and now restoring your spirit, connecting to your spirit, to that beautiful chi, that life force that is the presence of love. And now see your home, your precious temple, your physical domain. Just see this light going all through your home, bringing light, bringing love, bringing order, bringing success and health. And now just focus on one room and just trust yourself, whatever that room might be. Focus on just one room. And as you see that one room, let the light show you just one area of that one room that you're willing to commit to feng shui, to restoring to that ancient order. As you find your number that will give you the directions, as you place just one item in that one area of that one room, in your success, health, wisdom, abundance, career, health areas, relationship areas, just one corner of that one room, you're going to restore to perfect balance. And you're not committing. You're just allowing yourself to dream of what it might be like to be in a home that is restored to perfect order to support you to the success that already is waiting for you. And so you open your heart and step into that success that the ancient masters have already foretold for you. Some call it an enkelike, like an acorn contains the mastery and the maturation of the towering oak. And so with an open heart, you step into that area of abundance and success that's already yours. And now seeing this light flowing through your entire home, it may not be perfect, it may not be perfectly feng shuied, and yet it is now loved even more by you in this moment. And so just thank your home. Thank your office. Thank your abode. Thank your body. Thank spirit for giving you this home for the temple of God that is your body, that is your heart, that is the home of your soul into this level. Now take a deep breath in and just exhale with some sound. Letting it all go. And lastly, just cup your hands in front of you and be aware of a gift from these ancient masters, these feng shui masters of 3,500 years. They have placed a gift in your cupped hands, in your palms. It's a symbol of how much you are loved. And just see what that gift is. And now with great delight, you just say, I receive. Close your hands around that gift. Press that gift into your heart, receiving the gift of the ancient masters. Take a deep breath in, breathe in all that love, and as you exhale, that love amplifies. And amen. And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
has been such a delight. I want to tell you about the incredible gift of this book, Feng Shui Your Life. You've heard a lot about it. Of course, it's a groundbreaking approach. Also, as you shared, Marie, very comprehensible, very accessible. And she also introduces her Diamond Feng Shui system. Of course, she showed you her app. It's Marie Diamond. Very easy to find. It's free. So you can find your success number and your compass. And you'll learn the significance of clearing your space and very doable step-by-step guides. Thank you so much, beloved listeners and viewers. As you know, if you want to know more about my work and receive a lot of free gifts, go to aliciadoss.com. I have a free toolkit right on the homepage. I hope you'll check it out. Next month, I have the beautiful Rumor and Scout Willis, Demi Moore, and Bruce Willis's amazing daughters, influencers in their own right, and just incredible girls. I hope you'll join us. And again, thank you so much, Marie Diamond. It's been a pure delight having you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all of you to be present here today.
Yes, thank you so much. Live your love, and we'll see you next month. God bless you. Bye-bye for now. Thank you.